This encore program for Fire on the Earth was chosen based on the request from many listeners.
Fire on the Earth. Our Holy Father has said the Church is missionary by her very nature. The Church exists to evangelize. He's called for a new springtime of evangelization. To help us obtain the tools each of us needs to answer the Church's call, this is Fire on the Earth. Here is our host, Peter Herbeck.
Welcome to Fire on the Earth. This is Peter Herbeck, your host. We're beginning another week of Fire on the Earth, the program dedicated to the promotion of Catholic mission and evangelization. I want to build the program today on some words that Pope John Paul II, or really Cardinal Wojtyła, John Paul II, back in 1976 at the Eucharistic Congress here when he was in the United States speaking, and he gave a talk, and in it he gave kind of a prophetic reading of the times that we're living in. You might say, what is the Spirit saying to the Church? And one of the things he used to do and work on significantly, I think a real gift he brought to the life of the Church, was an ability to read the signs of the times and to interpret for the Church what the Spirit is saying. In fact, he said that's part of the key prophetic office of the Vicar of Christ. And while he was cardinal, being here in the United States in 1976 during the Eucharistic Congress, he said this. He said, we're now standing in the face of the greatest historical confrontation humanity has ever experienced. I do not think that the wide circle of American society or the wide circle of the Christian community realize this fully. We're now standing in the face of the final confrontation between the Church and the anti-Church, between the gospel and the anti-gospel, between Christ and the Antichrist. This confrontation lies within the plans of divine providence. It is therefore in God's plan, and it must be a trial which the Church must take up now and face courageously. The Apostolic Nuncio to the United States, Archbishop Vigano, a year ago, read this quote to all the bishops of the United States and in their meeting together, and it was a kind of reminder or a way to help the bishops see the challenges, the dramatic challenges that we're facing. There's a great spiritual battle that's unfolding in this world and in our country. There's a tremendous drive, a push towards secularization, to push God to the margins and to silence the voice of Christ, really to silence the voice of the Church in its public role here in the country. I think the recent videos that have been shown of Planned Parenthood, these sort of undercover videos revealing the truth about the gruesome and really horrific and shocking approach that some of these doctors, these key doctors in Planned Parenthood, are taking toward human life. It was just gruesome. I heard that you've had a chance to hear them, and it makes you sick to your stomach to think about it. People keep asking the question, what's going on? What's wrong with our country? What's wrong with these people? What's happening? Why have we lost the sense of the importance and the dignity of human life? Why have we lost so much the sense of the value of the family? What's happening? We're losing our bearings, you might say. And it leads me to a quote maybe I've shared with the program here before, Pope Benedict XVI, who sort of built on that perception, that prophetic understanding of the battle, the spiritual battle that we're confronting, that Pope John Paul II or Cardinal Wojtyła put his finger on. I thought it was so interesting. Here he is in 1976 at the Eucharistic Congress. He states publicly what he sees happening, the great spiritual conflict. And he's saying much of American society doesn't see it, and much of the Church doesn't see it. But all of us in the Church are called to be awakened to the reality of the depth of the challenge that we're facing and enter into a time of great trial and great testing and building. And then he says that in 1976, and in 1978, he's elected Pope, the Vicar of Christ, and he comes out on the balcony. One of the first things he said was, be not afraid. He knew that despite the conflict we were about to engage that was unfolding in the world, that the Christian people have nothing to fear, but we have a prophetic role. We have a calling at this time to bear witness to the truth that Christ has revealed about human life, human dignity, its purpose, its meaning, its destiny, the meaning of life, the meaning of human sexuality, the dignity of life and defending it, and the family, and the Church's continued mission to the poor and the broken, the lost and the marginalized. These things are meant to be right at the heart. And when things get difficult, when there's lots of confusion, when there's pushback and trial, oftentimes it's easy to withdraw, to protect ourselves, to circle the wagons, to kind of secure our own life instead of standing up boldly in the midst of trying times and to bear witness in love and to stand there and to be faithful to Christ and his Church. And Pope Benedict described our situation like this. He said, in our days, when in vast areas of the world the faith is in danger of dying out like a flame which no longer has fuel. So here's his perception. He's talking now about the church. He said, in vast areas of the world, the faith is in danger. It's in danger of dying out like a flame which no longer has fuel. The faith will never completely die out in the world. It doesn't mean there won't be times of extraordinary trial and abandonment of the faith. In fact, the scripture is very clear about the time that will lead to the church will be in just before the return of the Lord. The time of the rise of the Antichrist. The time of the rise of the Antichrist, most of the world, including a portion of the church, of the baptized, are going to follow the Antichrist. They're going to conform to the world. They're going to want to get along. They're going to want to, and they're clinging to the world in a kind of friendship with the world instead of clinging to Christ. They're not only in the world, but they're also of the world. Jesus said, be in the world, but don't be of the world. You belong to Christ. You belong to the kingdom. You're salt and light in this world. But if the salt goes flat, Jesus said, what good is it? If the light goes dim, what good is it? Well, here's Pope Benedict saying that in vast areas of the world, the faith in our time is in danger of dying out, like a flame that no longer has fuel. He said the overriding priority now is to make God present in this world and to show men and women the way back to God. Not just any God, but the God who spun Sinai. To that God whose face we recognize in a love which presses to the end. Quoting John's Gospel, chapter 13, verse 1. That is, in Jesus Christ crucified and risen. And now here he pushes more, he penetrates more deeply into the issue that we're facing, the way the battle is unfolding. He said the real problem at this moment in our history is that God is disappearing from the human horizon. And with the dimming of the light, which comes from God, humanity is losing its bearings with increasingly evident and destructive effects. Now here again, here's the vicar of Christ assessing the spiritual condition of the church, reading the signs of the times, and interpreting what the Spirit is saying to the church. Lots of people today across the country know something. The plates are shifting. It's a shaky time. It's a difficult time. It's a transformative time in some way. Nobody's quite sure where it's going, but lots of people are living in fear and confusion. In the midst of this, the church is being attacked in many ways. Now, rightfully, the church is being challenged because of its own sin. No question. The Lord is permitting that to happen, to purify the church so the church's witness could be one of a holy bride, not a bride completely stained by its own sin. The Lord's permitting the church to be tested, to be purified. In some ways, you could say, in a time of judgment. But God's judgment always begins with God's own household first. And I believe there's a great judgment that's coming upon the world and upon our country. I think these videos that we saw, you know, of what we're doing to human life that is writ large on every TV, it's talked about everywhere, it's almost impossible to escape it. I think this is a moment that the Lord is saying, look at yourselves. Look where you've gone. Look what you're doing. See how you've fallen. What's being revealed is the battle in the human heart. As Jeremiah said, the heart is corrupt very deeply. And God in his mercy has sent forth his Son to lift us, to give us light in the midst of the darkness, to give us new hearts, to give us his own heart, to see things as they ought to be, as they really are. Jesus wants to bring about in our lives. I mean, Jesus isn't here to save America. America's been profoundly blessed in so many ways and has an opportunity to be an instrument of God's mercy and grace around the world. But what Jesus is concerned about is his church, is his people, is his kingdom. The church is the expression of the kingdom of God here on earth. And he wants to purify his bride. He wants her to be a witness. He wants her to have the courage to love. and to stand up at a moment like this, and not only in our own lives to live a new way of life and to witness Christ's life in our personal lives, in our marriages, in our homes, the life of the domestic church, but to also stand up and to be a voice for the lost, the marginalized, and the broken, to stand up within the church itself and to call our brothers and sisters to real faith, to come out of the world. Remember, Scripture's so clear. Friendship with the world makes us enemies of God, Scripture said. What does that mean, friendship with the world? It means putting the world's values, our attachment to the world, the pursuit of the recognition of the world, the comforts of the world, to put all that before the Lord. Jesus has come to be Lord. And what it means to be a Christian is, as St. Paul tells us, that he died that those who live might live no longer for themselves, but for him who for their sake died and rose again. Jesus doesn't want you to live for yourself anymore. He's come to free you from that. The self that's being referred to there is really the self that's driven by the ego, by the flesh. Me first, my will be done. And in a world where the light of God, this is the insight I think that's so powerful from Pope Benedict, in a world where there's a great clash between the kingdoms that's unfolding, what the Holy Father put his finger on, he said, is that man is pushing God from the human horizon and believing the lie that says, if I'm going to be happy, I must be free. And if I'm going to be free, that means nobody ultimately can tell me how I'm supposed to live. I must define for myself who I am, why I'm here, the purpose of my life. Or as the Supreme Court Justice Anthony Kennedy said in 92 in that crazy, convoluted decision, the abortion decision, he said this. He said that liberty means being able to define for oneself the meaning of reality, of the universe, and all that. Then he's conceding to the secular worldview that says, there either is no God, there is no way to understand why we're here, it's all meaningless, it's all random, how it all came, or if there is a God, we can't know it. Or each one of us has to define for ourselves what God is and what the world is. God is being pushed from the human horizon, Pope Benedict tells us. And with the dimming of the light which comes from God, humanity is losing its bearings with increasingly evident and destructive effects. Those are his words. When you feel the shaking and you see the confusion, you see how profoundly the plates are shifting. People are losing hold of fundamental realities. What's a man? What's a woman? What's a family? What's the meaning of human sexuality? Is life worth living? You ask yourself, why is this happening? The Holy Father tells us. Because we're sliding back into darkness. And we're losing sight of the light that comes from God, that gives us understanding of where we've come from, why we're here, and where we're going. Friends, God bless you. Have a good day.
This has been Fire on the Earth. It's heard here Monday through Friday at this time. Our host has been Peter Herbeck, Vice President of Missions at Renewal Ministries. You can contact Peter or listen again to this program on the web at renewalministries.net. Fire on the Earth is brought to you by Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, in this year of mercy, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, St. Francis Used Words. St. Francis is really a model of mercy, and he communicated that mercy through both deeds and through words. And Pope Francis reminds us that each one of us is called to do the same. If you'd like a copy of this free booklet, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789, or contact us on the web at renewalministries.net.